You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, dentist. I really, really would, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the wall, and I'd like to give you information. Asking for me, but blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise. And I can't really hear you in the thickening of my ear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Good Sunday evening, everybody, and welcome to another exciting edition of the Common Sense Show. I'm your host, Dave Hodges. Katie Whalen will be with us throughout the broadcast and in the entire third hour. We're expanding her health report to the full 60 minutes. She's got a lot to talk about. Our featured guest this evening is none other than Doug Hagman. In fact, we've lined up what I like to call Murderer's Row in the next 3 weeks because of the times we are living in. I think we are in a critical stage, and I think that things could go south very easily with our economy, World War III. I mean, you pick the crisis. We're right in the middle of it. So we've got Doug Hagman this week, we've got my friend Steve Quayle next week, and we've got Mike Adams the week after. And I lined it up this way on purpose because I think this is a big time of decision. Before we join Doug, I have to do something that I wish I didn't have to do. I don't like to come on and air dirty laundry on the show, and I've done it so rarely in the 8-plus years that I've been on the air here with the Common Sense Show, but we're under attack. First of all, let me just say this. My website, The Common Sense Show, is hosted by NitroHost. They host some of the biggest people in the independent media. They host some of the biggest websites in business. There is none better, which is why I chose them. And there is absolutely zero chance, as people are saying out there to the contrary, that The Common Sense Show has a virus. Now, yes, I know. People received a virus message this week when they went to the Common Sense Show. I'm fully aware of that. But we went through painstakingly with our people, and there is no virus, never has been. Here is the best we came up with. When you click on one of our advertisers, we go to their site, and then they have a display that you could further kick on. Click on, and you would reach a slider ad that's put out there by a third party. We found, through our people and their people, a source code that was in error. That's the only thing we found remotely connected, and this is three generations away from the Common Sense Show. So there is no virus on the Common Sense Show. Now, there are a couple of other anomalies going on at this time, too, and this is why I know we're under attack. My friend Steve Quayle hosts my articles every single day. Steve and I have a deep friendship, a great business relationship, and he is kind enough to post my articles. Now, people aren't avoiding my website by going to Steve Quayle and clicking on the link because they can't tell it goes to the Common Sense Show. Yet my web traffic this week, except for one day, is down by 50%. At first, I thought, well, it's because people are panicking and think we have the virus that we don't have. That's not the case. Because when you go to Steve's site or you go to my friend Paul Martin at revolutionradio.com and you click on the links that come to the Common Sense Show of articles I've recently written, you don't know that you're going to the Common Sense Show until you are there. And yet, the traffic I'm receiving from their sites is down by half. And it's as if someone flipped a switch. And this is where I'm bringing this into focus. In 2 weeks, as I mentioned, we'll have Mike Adams on the air. He has started a brand new search engine that we have talked about nearly every week in some fashion on this show called goodgopher.com. I'm under attack from Google. Fully convinced of this. This has happened before. Alex Jones is making an issue of this before. I don't know if Steve made an issue of this before. And I'm going back about a year and a half. But I know this is where this is coming from. Alexa and Google are connected to the NSA. There you go, folks. And we know exactly what's going on. So let's stick it to them where it hurts. Let's just not use their services. Go to goodgopher.com and use Mike Adams' search engine and stay the heck off of Google. And we know that Google attacks the independent media by pushing our stories down, which is what really motivated Mike to start with this. But again, I want to emphasize, there is zero chance of you contracting a virus by going to the Common Sense Show website. Absolutely impossible, because of the way that the curator of that, of our hosting site, what he does absolutely makes it impossible. Cannot happen. Anyway, thank you for listening to this, but I thought that we needed to clear the air, because our site is probably one of the safest sites to go to on the web. Well, anyway, our special guest, and I don't want to keep him waiting any longer, is my good friend Doug Hagman. And we haven't even scripted this interview, because things are so fluid right now. There seems to be a new challenge, a new crisis every day. And literally, to cover what's going on in the world, we would need a 100-hour day. But to talk about some of these issues, I have brought Doug on, and I basically just told him one thing a couple of weeks ago. Let's just cover what's in your wheelhouse, what's on your radar, and let's go from there. Doug, thanks for joining us on this Sunday evening, and I know my listening audience just loves it when you come on the show, and we got a lot of work to do, my friend. What's on your radar?
Wow. Well, first of all, thank you, Dave, for having me. Number one, I just, as a matter of fact, I just got off Ted Brewer's show, Health Master's show, here before coming on to yours. And what you said about being under attack, if I could just address that very briefly. I got a lot of emails today that were Steve's site was, you couldn't access it, and there were some issues with Steve's site. Now, interestingly enough, we're all hosted by the same ISP. Okay.
Yes.
And it's, again, as you pointed out, this is one of the foremost ISPs where, I mean, it's nearly bulletproof. I mean, I understand, you know, but yes, we are all under attack. The alternative media, or the new media, the true media, is under attack. So I want to echo what you said, and just to let people know that Dave is not, you know, I mean, this is 100% accurate. And we've noticed some things on our website where it's been difficult to update and to do certain things, but it's because of, it's because of some denials. There's a lot of things going on. But anyway, bottom line, you're 100% right. But what am I looking at here? There's really three issues at play, I believe. This week, I believe, will be a defining week, Dave, with respect to the Pope coming into the United States. He's in Cuba, of course, today, coming into the United States tomorrow, addressing, having an audience with Obama, and then Congress, and, of course, the United Nations. And I believe that this is going to start a cascade of events where we might not see, I mean, I don't want people to think that we're going to see something change overnight, but I think that he's up here, this Pope, which unfortunately, at this level, this Jesuit Pope, is espousing a Marxist agenda that is completely unbiblical, and I think people need to understand that. You know, we were instructed by the Bible to be fruitful, go forth, and to multiply. Yet this Pope has as his science advisor, or as his advisor, a person who is pushing toward depopulation, pushing depopulation. And in addition to that, of course, you've got the Pope bringing in the Trojan horse of climate change and sustainable development. None of this is biblical. It's all Marxist, and this is really leading us into a one world order in terms of the political stuff that we're dealing with, the one economic order, which is contingent and hinging upon the fall of the U.S. dollar from the U.S. Or from the world reserve currency, and the other part of this is the dilution of the three major religions, those being Christianity, first and foremost, Judaism, and then, of course, Islam. What the intent here to do is to combine all three religions, make into this amalgamation of heresy, of blasphemy, and to say that, you know, we're all worshiping the same God. In fact, we're not. So this is going to be, in my view, a hinge week, a very important week for the advancement of this one world order agenda. Now, having said all of that, that's just one aspect. In right next to that, you've got everything that we're seeing in Syria. Just here recently, we've been told where Russia has brought in a lot of heavy armaments into Syria. Putin is not going to let Syria fall. We, America, along with Mossad in Israel and other Western intelligence agencies, we're actually pushing, helping ISIS, which is unbelievable, through armaments, training, and other means, funding, and to destabilize Syria, to destabilize the Assad government, to implement a Sunni state at the behest of Saudi Arabia in Syria. Putin's not going to let this happen. And the last time I checked, ISIS did not have an air force, yet Russia is putting in surface-to-air missiles. So what are they for? Are they going to shoot down ISIS aircraft? I don't think so. This is a direct telegraphing or a direct message to Washington, D.C. You start messing around with the no-fly zones under the pretext of protecting refugees, then you are really declaring war on Russia. And this is an extremely explosive situation we're witnessing. People don't even have a clue that this is going on. Syria has always been, in my view, the catalyst to a World War III war against Russia and ultimately China, because Russia, of course, has an economic and military interest in Syria, as does China. So having that's number two. And then the third part of all of this is what this particular renegade-in-chief is doing here in the United States, and the elections go hand-in-hand with that. The elections are basically a distraction for the masses. They can keep the Hannitys and Limbaughs in business and entertaining the masses, while people like you and others on Global Star Radio Network simply provide the truth, okay, not the entertainment. So there are three very large areas here, and all of this is converging at once, and we are about to see some historical things happen that nobody, I mean, that's never happened in the course of human history, even going back to the days of Nimrod. And this is, I don't know, where do you want to start?
Well, we're in the right place. I actually think Syria, and I've been writing about this for 3 years, will end up being the Archduke Francis Ferdinand moment for World War III. And I don't know if it means that Assad will be taken out, but it could be. But Doug, Obama has announced, and we've already got special forces on the ground in Syria. Now, Russia, as you said, is putting their troops in there. So you have two major military powers operating in close proximity to each other. And we know that ISIS is a CIA creation, courtesy of Scott Bennett's information, well-documented, who's a former special operations officer. We know that ISIS was well-armed because we left military equipment behind in Iraq that they confiscated, courtesy of violating our own military policies. So you've got ISIS that I believe was put into Syria designed to wreak havoc and take down Assad simply because Russia threatened to nuke us if we went in and tried to do it ourselves. And China jumped on that bandwagon and also threatened to nuke us. So we've got two major armies lining up and building up. But there's something else, too, that I think that we can't lose sight of, and that's what's going on the other side of the world. China devalued its currency, and then four chemical weapon plants got blown up, and I don't believe in coincidences. Gods from rods, well, according to Mike Adams and his dissident sources out of China, that's what happened. And then the next thing we know, we see five Chinese warships sailing off the coast of Alaska who violated our territorial waters while President Obama was visiting Alaska. So I think that situation is very volatile. And then, of course, we've got the FBI admitting on July 4th that there are ISIS terror cells in every single state in our country. So it's kind of like if we wanted to throw a dart at one of these and say, where will the war start? We can't miss. There are so many flashpoints in the world right now. We can't miss. And, Doug, let me add one more. And we're talking again to Doug Hagman from the Hagman and Hagman Report, which airs on this network from, I've got to get the time straight in my mind, Doug.
7 to 10
Eastern time. There we go. I got it. But, you know, look at Latin America. And I've written about this. The Russians have systematically, over time, made allies out of 12 major Latin American nations, and they have various levels of Russian troops and equipment in these 12 countries, setting up a possible Red Dawn scenario. So, Doug, there you have it, and then we didn't even mention the North Pole and how Russia's militarizing in the North Pole to grab those resources. You tell me, Doug. No shortage.
No shortage at all. And if I can go back just maybe one paragraph to the ISIS cells here in the United States. People kind of laugh that off and they say, oh, that, come on, you know. ISIS is a CIA crew. Well, or ISIS is not the threat. It's the boogeyman, you know, ISIS. And you've got a better chance of getting hit by lightning than getting killed by a terrorist. I get all that. I understand that. But here's the thing. American Thinker came out with an article today that mentioned an investigation that I did back in 2006, 2007, resurrected back in 2010 and 12 and 13, about the Islamic training camps here in the United States. These are under the heading of Muslims of the Americas or Jamaat al-Fukra, for which, by the way, I'll just add this, the head of Jamaat al-Fukra, Sheikh Mubarak Ali Jalani, that despicable human being who resides in Lahore, Pakistan, issued a full page on his website religious statement against me, naming me as the cause of all of the world's ills, basically. So I've got, according to the FBI, what is equivalent to a fatwa against me. By the way, I lost a vehicle over that to an explosion. I'm not sure if that's related, but anyway. Having said all of this, we have an Islamic threat here in this country. And with the ISIS, you're talking about ISIS, with the Muslim threat here in this country, isn't it interesting right now that you're seeing Ben Carson saying a Muslim should not be president? You're seeing Stephanopoulos talking to Trump saying, hey, why can't you say that Obama isn't a Muslim? You see now all of a sudden this huge blowback against Obama for his Muslim Islamic tendencies, and people are poo-pooing this. Yet, under the, and I should say this, George Bush greased the skids for Obama in a number of ways. So don't think that this is a Republican-Democrat thing, and it's all one party. But the bottom line is this: we have a serious threat to the population, to our families in this country, by Islamic terrorists. And they're playing political football, political correctness with this threat. And no one wants to admit that there are cells in this country that could do a heck of a lot of damage in a short order. I mean, look what happened with the Beltway snipers. They were Muslim. I mean, how many people remember that? The Beltway snipers. They were Muslims. They were part of the Muslims of America, for crying out loud. But people don't understand this because the news has been throttled. The threat to the people here in the United States is immense from the Islamic terrorists, and let's call it what they are. Let's call them who they are. They're Muslim terrorists. They're being aided and abetted by organizations, at least in my view, by organizations like the Council on Foreign Relations or Council on American Islamic Relations, and by other offshoots of that. Islamic Society of North America, ISNA, that is, and other organizations. So the support structure for these terrorists is in place and has been built since the middle of the second term of George W. Bush. So this is not a partisan statement, but the blame is all around. So yes, the threat here is real, but so is the threat of false flags. Sorry about that. I went off on kind of a tangent there.
No, that's fine. And you've covered a lot. And in fact, I'll add to this nest. You know, the longer that Obama's in power, the more I begin to see why the powers that be wanted him in power. Now, let's forget the fact that we can trace he and his half-brother Malik, who runs the Muslim Brotherhood finance and arms procurement, but we can trace them back to MKUltra. Forget that for a second. We know that the Weatherman Underground billionaires Bernadine Dorn launched his political career from their Hyde Park, Chicago home. But that's the good news. Doug, I don't know if you knew this or not. This came up last week on the show when I was interviewing Pat Wood, that when I was tracing the origin of Corexit and why they decided to use this and after the Gulf oil explosion, which was detrimental to the people in the region and I'm sure is causing cancer today and all kinds of assorted health risks, I found an involvement in the funding with something called the Joyce Foundation, and it was run by Valerie Jarrett, and Barack Obama was in this when he was a state senator. And their seed funding from Al Gore and George Soros led to the creation of the Chicago Climate Exchange. And I thought, wow, I had that epiphany. He said, that's why they made him president, because they want to control the economy through carbon credits and so forth and so on. And now we're looking at the fact that we're being overrun by Muslim immigration. I mean, we're having people call for as many as 3 million to 10 million Muslims to come into the country. And the man is clearly a decided Muslim. We're seeing this going on through Western Europe. I mean, you can really begin to see when someone was sitting back 9-10 years ago, how they made a decision, this will be the guy.
Absolutely. And I heard your interview, and I thought it was brilliant. And I think I would urge everyone to go back and listen to that on the archives. You know, you're exactly right. And that reminded me, you know, I had forgotten, and it's amazing. It's amazing what, you know, what we all, we're so immersed in all of this information. And we've got notes, I'm sure you've got notes like I do, just pounds of paper. And you're looking through this, sometimes you just kind of forget about what connects, you know, what to who and such. But money, I mean, that's, I know that's one of the reasons. You're exactly right. You know, all of this, well, what's at the end of this toxic rainbow is deliberate depopulation and you know, the killing off of people and the padding of the coffers of the...
Absolutely. Doug, let's hold it right there. We're going to step away for a quick break. We come back, we'll pick up right where we left off with the intended depopulation. Stay tuned, everybody. $19 trillion in debt, and that's the good news. $1.5 quadrillion credit swap derivatives debt, and that's as bad as it gets, and we could try to pay down to the 50th century, and it's not going to make any difference. Eventually, there has to be a reset. The question is, will the dollar collapse, or will the bankers eat crow and accept their losses as they did in Iceland when they started to throw the bankers in jail? And the economy will rebound. Now, I don't think the bankers are going to be that generous with us. So I look for the reset to happen with the people, a currency collapse, and when that happens, the grocery shelves are empty by the third day. Money will not be accepted. I mean, you can burn it in your fireplace, and that'll be about it. So after the collapse, and there will be an after the collapse, in a post-collapse America, what will hold its value? And the answer is gold. And my friend Steve Quayle from Renaissance Precious Metals sells gold and silver, and I am a happy customer, and I can tell you I sleep better at night knowing, and by the way, my gold's hidden, but knowing that when the collapse comes and we get through that collapse, I know I'm going to be in better shape than most people because I'll have something that historically holds its value. You can call Steve tomorrow at 406-586-4842. Again, Steve's number to call to protect what you have earned all these years. 406-586-4842. Also, I want to remind everybody that Jim White and I do the Red List News, and soon, before it's news, is going to be sponsoring it. We're working out the technical glitches as we speak. We're about 25 episodes in. Things are going well. Our audience is growing. And I would encourage all of you to follow us, and you can go to thecommonsenseshow.com where there are no viruses, and you'll see Red List News in the title, and we post 5 days a week, and we think that what we have is pretty good handle on the pulse of what's going on in the world, and you can get your news in under 12 to 13 minutes. And one more thing to remind you of. In a collapsed America, and I just mentioned the grocery shelves will be empty by the second or third day, where are you going to get your food? If you don't have 2 years of food, you could be in trouble. And that's our mission at Food for Liberty, is we want every American to have at least 2 years of storable food. It's foodforliberty.com/Hodges to see the reasonably priced product, the tasty product, and the delivery is reasonable. It'll be there quicker than you can say collapse. I'm telling you, folks, don't wait. The time is almost here. The piper will be paid in one form or another. Don't wish that you didn't prepare for tomorrow because you didn't do something today. That's foodforliberty.com/Hodges. Well, we're back with Doug Hagman of the Hagman and Hagman Report, which airs right here on Global Star. And you can listen to him through my website, I believe. And you can listen to him through Global Star's live feed. I mean, Doug's live feed on his website, the Hagman and Hagman Report. Great show, has great guests, and 3 hours of action-packed material. And, Doug, I got to tell you, you guys hit more home runs than just about anybody I know. So let's go back to what we were talking about. And I don't like to look at this as a home run, but you're right on the money. Well, you were talking about depopulation when we went into the break.
Right.
Let's go back and finish that thought.
Well, you know, and again, I would urge everyone listening to tonight's broadcast to go back and listen to your broadcast last week. You know, it's amazing. Look at what... look at what the papal or the Vatican science advisors are talking about. Out of one side of their mouth, they're saying, well, you know, we have to have equity, financial equity and such. But at the other side, and really the driver to all of this is a depopulation. I mean, they want to kill off, and as crazy as this sounds, they want to kill off three-quarters of the population of the planet, believing that Mother Earth, and this particular Jesuit Vatican Pope and the people around him are really attempting to solidify through the United Nations, and I believe that this is what the United Nations, what is going to be heard of the United Nations, subtly, of course, not overtly, but very subtly, is that we have to cull the population. Well, you know, we can expand, when you look at this through the wide-angle lens, look what's happening with things like Planned Parenthood, you know, the murdering of 357,000 unborns, or just last year, or the year before that, I'm sorry, and then 325,000 this year. But the bottom line is the chemicals, the transhumanist. Skywatch TV just came out with an investigative report today about the attempting to create gene-specific, not vaccinations, but cures, if you will, or medicines or treatments for diseases. Well, and they're getting patents on these gene-specific cures. And what this is going to do is this is going to cause people who can only afford it. I mean, you're talking about the top 1%. Because of these patents, the top 1% will be availed to these cures or to these treatments of whatever disease it might be, and it could be as simple as pneumonia, for example, or as complex as some sort of cancer. But the bottom line here is the eugenics or the genocide, more appropriately, of the masses. This is what they want to kill us off, and it's so hard for people to believe. It's so hard for me to believe, you know. But that's the ultimate objective: is to lower the population of the planet, to keep keep a certain amount of people here to serve that 1%. But certainly through their genocidal programs, and that includes what they did in the Gulf. That includes, to an equal extent, I suppose, the Fukushima. That includes the GMOs. and everything related to that, that includes the infanticide. They're getting rid of the so-called unwanted, and this is a huge agenda. I mean, this is bigger than people know. The lie is so big that people cannot see the totality of these seemingly disparate events.
Well, Doug, it is mind-boggling that people can't see what's in their face. I mean, when I talk about depopulation to people, they go, "Oh, that's a paranoid conspiracy nonsense." And then you quote Audubon Magazine from 1997. Ted Turner, the founder of CNN, gave $50 million to the UN. He says we got to reduce the population by 90%. Later, he added, by any means necessary. And right on through the royal family to other leaders in the planet, Doug, they've all said the same thing. 90% of the population has to go.
That's right.
They don't deny it. People, trying to get people to believe that? You could sit them down and have them read the quotes. I've printed the quotes. I'm sure you've seen some of those articles where I have put the quotes in there attributable to world leaders and their comments about depopulation. No misunderstanding. And people still won't believe it.
No, of course not. And through wars and coming famines and such, and controlling the food, as we've seen through GMOs and other means, through droughts, I mean, people really need to understand what we're seeing. And it took me, you know, look, I'll just be very frank. 5-10 years ago, somebody would have told me, came up to me and said, look, there's this big plan to depopulate the planet by 90%. I would have laughed and said, you know, you're out of your mind. But when you look at all of these, when you look at all the facts, when you look at what's really happening in today, more than 10 years ago, people should be more aware of this because it's so blatant and in your face. The vaccines, and you point this out too in your articles, just a fantastic, great reporting in terms of the poisonings with the vaccines and the causes for autism, and then we were told death panels were fiction. Now we know they're not. So all of this combined, I mean, you know, to me this is mind-boggling. But you know, we're seeing right now today in 2015, in September of 2015, I think really a defining moment in history where, and this brings me back around to the Pope coming here, and you know how many people follow the Pope and believe the Pope is the final arbiter, really the personification of Jesus Christ, at least for the Catholics, I suppose that's the only way I could describe it, and will hang and understand or hang and follow on every word that he speaks, regardless of the true nefarious nature. This him coming to the United States and Congress and the United Nations, this is delivering a payload from a Trojan horse that people have no clue how severe this will become. And again, if people are looking in, and the blogosphere is just lit up, oh, it's September 23rd, being, you know, 266 days, and he's a 266th pope and so on, people are expecting to see something happen this week. Maybe it will. I don't know. But if it doesn't, I wouldn't be surprised, because it's, look at the Fabian socialist window. What do you see there? Aside from a wolf in sheep's clothing, you see a turtle. And right now there's a war between the communists and Fabian socialists. The agendas are the same, the objectives are the same. The tactics are different. Fabian socialists, who seem to be in control right now, slow, methodically, to implement the plan as to not alert the masses. The communists will do anything, and you know, anything, anytime, any way. So you've got this infighting going on between the Fabian socialists, which are pretty much in power right now, and the communists in the form of Hillary Clinton and even Bernie Sanders, although he identifies himself as a socialist. But the bottom line here is we are looking at an agenda of complete subjugation of the majority of the population. And you know, you've pointed this out in numerous articles and numerous shows. And we're here. We're here right now. But please, ladies and gentlemen, if nothing happens this week, it doesn't mean that nothing's going to happen. It just shows that this plan, these tactics, and don't forget too, with collapsing the global economy, they're not going to collapse the economy until they can suck out every bit of wealth that we, as a society, we, the middle class, the upper, mid, lower middle class, have been able to accumulate since day one. So,
that's why they're buying up all the gold. And they're preparing to let the currencies collapse. They don't have to do anything to make the currencies collapse. People say, oh, that's a conspiracy. No, 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 they don't have to. It's going to happen all on its own because of the debt.
Going into the break about the derivatives and about the out-of-control debt, I mean, my goodness, it's a Ponzi game. It's a Ponzi scheme.
No, it really is, and... You know, I want to just bounce back to World War III for a moment. Doug, I've come to this conclusion about Jade Helm. Yes, they are practicing extractions for dissidents. Yes, it is about martial law. And their operational documents as much admit to this. But I don't know how you feel about this, but the volume of troop and equipment movement speaks to me about they're using Jade Helm for a third purpose, which is to cover troop movements in preparation for World War III. Have you given this any thought?
Interesting angle to that. The thought I've given to it is we've reported on movements of military assets and hardware at the beginning of Jade Helm, you know, even before it started, but you always reports of movements of assets. Where are the movements back? I haven't seen many reports of bringing the assets back to where they came from after the alleged cessation on September 15th of Jade Helm. So, to my knowledge, all of the movements of the assets and the hardware are still out there. So, good point. And I think I would urge people to really, you know, think about that, what you just said. I think it's a good point. Perhaps, yes.
Doug, I would add, Jade Helm did not start on the announced date of July 15th. I've got video and pictures going back into March. Jade Helm was not in seven states. It's in all 50.
Absolutely.
Jade Helm did not involve 12,000 troops. The scope has been far bigger than that. They have lied to us from the beginning. Their documents are nothing but words on paper. And they said that Jade Helm ended September 15th on their documents. I see no evidence that it's over. And when you say they're not returning their stuff back and they're not stopping their operations, you're right. They're still doing live fire in Texas. People like Marlon Brock, who lives in Big Spring, Texas, has sent me audio, and other people have sent me audio of live fire in Martin County, I should say, in Texas. And this is as recently as 2 days ago. Well, this is
right.
September 20th. September 18th, there were live fire exercises in Texas. Jade Helm is not over.
Exactly. The entire exercise, I mean, if I just think about if I was going to plan something big for a particular area or the United States, I would certainly focus like on a segment of the population, seven states or whatever, and I would have a start date and an end date, and there could be a lot of ostensible reasons. You see movements of hardware going here and there. We could explain that under the color of that operation, but I'm with you. I believe it started long before that, and it's not going to stop. It's going to continue to go on. And you're right. It's in all 50 states. I've gotten reports from Michigan, Pennsylvania, my home state, New York, upstate New York, Maine, Rhode Island, Arkansas. Numerous reports that it's still going. I mean, things are still happening. So, You're 100% right. And isn't it amazing that we can have different sources giving us the same information? I believe that's confirmation right there.
And identical information at that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there is such a disconnect between mainstream America and these facts, despite the facts are so provable. Here's another thing I want to get your reaction to. There was a press release that came out, and I don't recall who published it, but effectively it said the closed Walmarts will soon open, although they didn't give a date, as if nothing was ever going on. Now, at the Midland Walmart, forget the fact we got photos and all the nefarious things that went on. We got eyewitness accounts and on-the-record eyewitness accounts. They never pulled a plumbing permit in Midland for the Walmart. Okay, forget all that. Forget all the evidence we had. Doug, I don't know if you've caught that, but these Walmarts that were closed are now supposed to be opening. What do you make of this?
Well, they're just going to go to Target, be Target stores instead. No, I'm sorry. For me, it's difficult to really understand exactly what they're doing. I mean, we know, as an investigator, I can look at something and say, okay, I'll just put it this way. When I would do interviews of people, and I've had the occasion to interview people, I won't say interrogate, but interview people, and what they're telling you is not the truth, but you don't know precisely what the truth is, okay, at that moment in the investigation. So I would equate it to that, okay? You're sitting in front of a suspect, if you will, or a subject or a person of interest, and you're talking to that person, and the words coming out of that person's mouth, yeah, you're hearing them, and you know it's not true, but you just don't know exactly what the truth is, but you know what you're hearing isn't the truth. So that's where I'm at with Walmart. There's something, I'll just ask this, who's got the ability to create this plausible deniability with the Walmarts? Who's got that ability beyond the corporate structure of Walmart themselves? And there, I think, lies the answer, or exists the answer. That's just me.
Well, I think it's DHS, FEMA, the DOD. And, Doug, I'm sure you're aware of this, that almost a decade ago, Walmart changed its logistics for just-in-time delivery to match that of the U.S. military. Were you aware of that?
From you. You had said that a couple of programs ago, I believe, and a couple of columns, or several columns ago, I believe you had said that.
I have.
Am I mistaken? Okay.
No, yeah. I have several times.
Okay. Yeah, and that's where I learned it. So folks, visit thecommonsenseshow.com as if you need my vote or my imprimatur. But no, that's amazing when you think about it, right? I mean, so there's something definitely going on, something wrong, and something stinks to high heaven. I got an email or from somebody pretty high up in one of the agencies, I'll just say that, and people might say, well, you get an email, how can you prove? Well, I know this individual, and you might have gotten a similar one or the same one where there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes, and people are, especially in the military, the phrase, hey, I didn't sign up for any of this, is being said more and more, okay? So, just as an FYI, and I can't get into more than that. So.
Let me add to this. This is a discussion I've had with two of my deep cover sources, one individual I've known for more than a decade, and Doug, you're right, and I'm nervous. On one hand, the military that has survived the Obama purges and his evisceration of 260-plus senior command officers. A lot of the survivors are looking for a coup of opportunity. They're not going to go out and launch, this is what I've been told, they're not going to go out and launch military action against the White House because they don't feel they have the popular support of the people, because more than half the country has no clue what's going on. But a coup of opportunity would be a different matter. For example, coup of opportunity Benghazi, when you had two senior military officers and they attempted to rescue Stevens but were arrested for violating Leon Panetta's orders. Had they got Stevens and he started singing like a canary, knowing he had been sold out, that would have brought down the Obama administration. That's the kind of coup opportunity they're looking for. And I read a poll.
You're exactly right. And why do you think that the FBI was not allowed to land in Benghazi for a period of time? Because inside that CIA compound were documents that would have blown this thing wide open.
Well, how about drug running and gun running to support al-Qaeda and the overthrow of Libya, the same thing going on in Syria? At the heart of it was the CIA operative, the good ambassador, Chris Stevens, and then add child sex trafficking to that equation. That would have been more of a scandal than this administration could have lived down had Stevens lived to talk, and that rescue effort that we know happened, or tried to happen, would not have been aborted and stopped. And this is what they're looking for, but I'm concerned, Doug, and here's where I'm really concerned. I think it was Business Insider ran a poll where they found that 29% of Americans, 3 out of 10, would support a military coup. Military coups make me nervous because the guy, what happens after a military coup is your top general takes over and now you got a military dictatorship.
Exactly. Yeah, and you find, and this is something related to that, I see a lot of so-called conservative message boards and forums saying we got to get somebody in there, and they got to clamp down, and even if they have to institute a period of soft martial law to get the job done, to restructure things back to with, well, man, you know. You can't do that. I mean, but you're right, that was an alarming number that I saw. And you're right, I think it was Business Insider that ran that poll. And I did a double take on that. And toss into this, while we're talking about the military, now you've got a overt, flamboyant, if pardon the expression, homosexual in charge of our military. I don't know. What's this guy going to do? Are we in the show Extreme Makeover? Is he going to give the Pentagon an extreme makeover? You know, and I'm talking about the furniture, you know.
Oh, okay, well,
sorry about that, but...
Oh my gosh. I don't think we'll attack today. The wind's blowing the wrong way and I got the wrong colors on. Oh my god. Okay.
I'll be getting email on this one, Dave.
Oh, we are.
Oh, well.
You know where we're going to get emails, Doug, is when we talked about the Pope. I've had longtime readers and listeners contact me in the last 2 weeks and say, Dave, I didn't know you were anti-Catholic. I'm not. I got family members that are Catholic. I worship with them. I have nothing against the Catholic Church. It's just this Pope is a nutcase. I'll baptize Martians. He's on the record. He said that, Doug.
Yeah. I mean, go figure. How do you even reconcile a statement like that? You know? Or going soft on, well, there's many things that he's done. And you know, I'm not anti-Catholic either. Okay, I mean my parents were Catholics. I went to a minor seminary. I graduated from a minor seminary. Yes, it was a Jesuit seminary. No, I had no clue what was going on. Okay, so you know, save your emails and you know. Save your YouTubes about me whispering that I'm a closet Jesuit. I'm not. But I will say this. This Pope, does, and talking with Tom Horn, Skywatch TV, Tom Horn, and author of Blood on the Altar and numerous other books, talking with him off air just to share some of the conversations we've had, I believe personally that this Pope right now, the Jesuit Pope Francis that we have right now, was put in place, you know, with the resignation of Benedict, put in place, and Tom called it on our show right to the month, but anyway, put in place to usher in the infrastructure for a new world order, and a new parcel that is a one world religion. It's got to happen, because they've got to take out Christianity, and they've got to take out Judaism, and they've got even to take out Islam to some extent. And boy, wouldn't the world rejoice, by the way, if the Pope was able to neuter ISIS? Well, you can neuter ISIS if you've got control over them, can't you? And I think that this is part and parcel to what we're seeing take place. And boy, the world would be the Coke commercial where they're all singing with the hands together and around the world and all that stuff. You know, there's kumbaya and all this. This is going to happen. Look for it.
Well, with ISIS, Doug, I would say my kumbaya, because they've earned it, would be a neutron bomb, a series of them. These people aren't worth negotiating with. They are subhuman. They behead Christians. They killed Kayla Mueller, a missionary from Prescott, Arizona, who never harmed anyone in her life. These animals from ISIS deserve summary execution because they are guilty of crimes against humanity in the same fashion as Adolf Hitler and the Third Reich. And what did we do with the Third Reich people that we caught? We executed them. And this is what they deserve.
Well, the ones we didn't bring here.
Good point. Yeah. Good point. My dad made a living off of that.
I got to tell you something, Dave. I got this piece of information, and I got to share this with you. On Thursday, Larry Nichols was on our program and told me something, and I had to verify this. It took me a long time to verify this, but listen to this, breaking it on your show, if I will. ISIS was part and parcel to the agreements between Kerry and the Iranian officials for the Iranian deal, for the Iranian so-called treaty, if you will, or agreement.
Surprise, surprise, surprise. In the words of Gomer Pyle, surprise, surprise, surprise. But again, of course, Obama's not a Muslim. Trump is wrong. Stephanopoulos is right. Obama doesn't have a half-brother in the Muslim Brotherhood. All the data we have with all the links and all the evidence and all the first-hand accounts, they're all wrong.
Of course.
Yeah, just, who are you going to believe? You know?
Me or your lying eyes.
Mainstream media, lying eyes, exactly. But we're going to step away for our top-of-the-hour break, and boy, this has gone fast, really fast. And we're going to start nailing down some things when we come down, real specifics, because we are indeed in the danger zone. Absolutely in the danger zone. So we come back in hour number two. Doug Hagman's going to stay on, and we invite you to stay with us.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is the Global Star Radio Network.